This is the routine of prayer that the disciples were appointed to do so the teachings from the Torah. They were worried that Moses taught them to pray. Suddenly, John and Jesus came into the sea and began to pray in a different way. And they noticed, they said, if this person is our rabbi and our teacher, and he prays this in this different way, then we must pray. Because we noticed that after his prayer, that they are starting attendant results that passed his life as a proof of passion at his mission. In other words, my prayer is not bringing results, but his prayer is bringing results. There must be a difference than our prayer should do. So they saw Jesus pray. And they noticed that John also prayed in a different way. And not just that, that John teaches his disciples to also pray the way we pray. So they met him and said, the disciples of John pray and he teaches them how to pray. And we have seen that you pray. We want you to teach us. Then Jesus began to tell them peace that is written in the book of Matthew. He said, after this manner, pray. Okay. Did you notice something there? That the proper lecture that Jesus is giving them was not an afterthought. Have you seen that prayer? Does it look like an afterthought? Somebody was asked, how do we pray? And he began to tell them, leave this in an altar. That shows that Jesus already has this lecture. And he kept it somewhere. He was waiting for an occasion to learn himself to be teaching of that lecture. That is many things that they intend to bring our path and bring our way. We continue to stay in the eyes of our emotion. But we have got to a point where that lecture learns itself. Satan's and supply, situations, seasons, timings, learns itself. The occasion of God to begin to bring us into the economy of that knowledge. Jesus knew how to pray and how to teach his disciples. The lecture can still have to say already in his hand. But we kept them to the time. When they began to ask questions, they began to ask. They said, Lord, teach us how to pray. It seems as if God will be keeping too many things away from us. God has kept it for us. And we wait for the time that we call upon him. And then we begin to reveal those dimensions. It seems as if God has never been ready. He has been ready since the time that you were born. The Bible says, talking about the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. He said, before you entered the mother's womb, I knew thee. There is a family of the demons that came into the earth. And that was from the world that God knew. That one that God knew is the one that this generation is waiting for. You are not just starting. So until that one comes, our generation will continue to seek for the manifestations of the sons of God. You need to know what is sun. Sun is the reality in the eternity. And I think it is of you as God views you. So when you come into time, circumstances begin to define your life. Some of the things you were told, you began to believe you. Look at the drama that was acted. We have not said and look at it is here. Satan is not strong like that. If he's strong, he would have killed you. Do you know how many times he wanted to kill you? Some of the times you are not even praying. Yet he didn't kill you. He is not that powerful. Let's take the power away from you. And this can only happen by revelation. We are talking to that economy. And then you began to realize the things that are peace to you as the base of the fact that you have become conquering boss of the Spirit of God. Certain things become possible. So Jesus began to worry as the lamentation is made itself for that lecture. You know what I'm trying to say? God has been looking for you now for years. So he's waiting for an occasion like this. That will lend you help to be teaching, that will bring you into the economy of your destiny manifestation. These things will begin to tie and to an occasion comes. Meanwhile, what God wants to do is already classified in his heart. He already sustained an agenda. And that agenda is looking for an opportunity to find expression.
So when they ask him, teach your Bible, they say, in this moment, pray. And he spoke as well that he will pray to demand of him concerning matters that happened to both of him. And he has made the resources available. And he has made the teaching to do available. All the way that the Holy Ghost is the teacher.
That he gives alone the Lord that even heaven and earth can be hiding.
it was the last one that had said, this is my beloved son. And then after some time, the leader said, this is my beloved son. This is my beloved son. The woman went to, yes, hear me. So if you, some of the time you can take the 5-10 years, some of the people to make your voice to your generation. So that you let, and being a voice is not popular. Being a voice is being a daughter. Those that have made you a public spectacle of the matter. So when people talk about, they talk about hunger. The only thing that comes to their mind is they talk about prayer, they talk about revelation. They talk about holiness. They talk about unity. They talk about integrity. They talk about uprightness. Anything they talk about, that is, you are symbolized, you are capitalized that system in the kingdom. So anytime God wants to bring that system in the spirit, he doesn't need to go to heaven to do it. I can show you from the scripture. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible was trying to introduce the ministry to the five of it. He said that Jesus went down, and then he ascended up. The reason is that we say, after that time, we don't need to go down. Because that thing that Jesus went down to do, he perpetrated it from heaven, he released it from men. So that for a strength always, if people want to push that reality of the worship of Christ, they begin to push the men that that has been compiled. By touching them, you become the participant of that, the abomination. So if God wants to bring you into holiness, what do you do? He doesn't need to read that word or do the book. He brings you in contact with a man, a woman, that has occupied that system and become the reality of that in his spirit. The Bible says that they that worship God, we do so in earth. That word truth is reality. That means the total dimension of worship that is in your activity, how we know. You see, before the entire ministry, you need to be in the spirit. Now, there are two ways to measure spiritual activity. To find out how they carry up with God's emphasis. One of them is that the Bible says that the worship will be in spirit. That means that there is a realm that only supports things that is of God. If you want to find the true meaning and true reality, backing up the things that we do in the kingdom, you have to come into that realm. And that realm is not the realm of the spirit. So no matter what is done in the natural or in the flesh, you will not be able to understand matters. As far as the kingdom of God is concerned, when you are brought into that realm, and when you are brought into that realm, you will now see the measurement of things in that place. You will now see that sometimes that people dance around us, but the measure of worship that is in that they are dancing is not going to pass. It was that place that David spent time in. He said, let me lift him up of my hand till I give him sacrifice. Who is that man? He understood that there is a place in your time worship. And the lifting of your hand, the reality is the spirit, is not going to sacrifice. What is that place? When you are examined at college and God is telling you that for 3 days, and you said that thing and you fasted. As far as God is concerned, that thing is a sacrifice. It is more than the person that came and prayed for 6 hours and everybody saw him. But he said, let the lifting of my hand still at God. This is the man that knows how to learn of the spirit of God, and he knows the measurements of the things of God. He knows that God measures in reality. So, when God begins to interact with you, he interacts only things of reality. That is why every time we come, we must tell the word. Because it's the spirit of God. It's the spirit of reality. Only time reality is spirit of you, it was because you encounter the word. Now listen to me. They now ask you. They now said, teach us to pray. That is not even my point. When you see my point, there are many things. I don't know. I saw you do that already. And after this manner shall they say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, earth as it is in heaven. Yes. I don't want to, if we go into that place, we might not come out. and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Look at 8:13. In the Bible, it's the whole. Look at your Bible. You know what I'm noticing? People don't read their Bible. You might think they read it. People, men of God. And you can look at the statistics. Hello? Did you stop? Stop for. Stop. 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 Pray. You are not with me. Pray. I'm looking for you. Pray for 5 minutes and then join me. You don't know the job we need to do today. Now look at verse 13. It says, and lead us not into temptation. But what? For what? And what? And what? Forever and ever. For thine is what? The kingdom. For thine is what? If your Bible is your own, mark these 3 words. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is the power. For thine is the glory. If your Bible is not your own, don't mark somebody's Bible. Mark it. And then I will show you, how many of you have been using this thing as prayers from primary school, secondary school? For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. My God. Now, this thing is not a repetition. You see, this is the challenge of the Pharisees when Jesus was alive in the place. They made out of the scriptures tradition. The very scriptures that carry prophecy and power, they made out of it tradition. So, when you make out of scriptures tradition, what happens? He loses his power. And then people will not be able to see what God has put into that scripture. So, because the Pharisees were reading about Jesus in the scripture, yet they went and crucified him. That means that they have made out of the word of God tradition. So when the Bible says, for thine is the kingdom, for thine is the power, for thine is the glory, that is the progressive revelation of God's assembly agenda. I think you need to write it down, because there is something I need to show you. I need to show you what man loves in the Garden of Eden. What is man? There is something he loves. And that thing he loves, this scripture, is an attempt to fully restore that this man loves. The potential is what? The kingdom. The time is power. That power though is beyond real power. It also involves authority. And then, the time is the glory. This is the progressive revelation of what man lost in the Garden of Eden. And Jesus is trying to tell you that if your prayer agenda, prayer project is successful, how do we know? How do we know that your prayer project is successful? You will come to a point. Shall we see someone there? Okay. The way we know that your prayer project is successful is if you have come to the point where your prayer has been able to restore the kingdom and restore your promise of God and then restore the glory of God. In that progressive revelation, so the first thing that men need to understand as it pertains to the truth of God is what? Say the kingdom. Say the kingdom. People that are not understood the kingdom are people that are not qualified to do anything. In fact, do you know why we have faith, prophets, faithies, and your believers that their prayer is giving me? Some of you pray, God, if you don't pass me, if I don't get baptized, if I don't get to work, if I don't pass my exam, I will stop following you another. You can stop now. God is this, but nothing has changed. Especially you need to ask yourself. Some of us that finished university 10 years ago, where are we? you need to know that you have to look at this well. I don't even need to take you to the realm of the spirit so that you measure the weight of matters. Because concerning money, Jesus said that if you are not faithful in this unrighteous mammon, as far as God is concerned, every single thing you are doing on earth is vanity. God is vanity. Vanity is an experience that is devoid of God.
So,
any experience that a man has on earth that is devoid of God's vanity, that experience is vanity. So it is on that for God to conquer vanity, what is big was to plant eternity. So that eternity is an attempt when you know what is eternity. Eternity is the realm, it's an attempt to experience God. Ask me to show you. John chapter 17, verse 2, 1 and 2. You might not need to go there. Let me tell you what he said. The Bible says that this is life eternal. So knowing God and Jesus Christ will be dead. Now, this is what life eternal. Meanwhile, that word know in that place is what we call gnosko. Gnosko is experiential knowledge. You know what happens if you are on the right? It's a journey, it's an experience, it's a fellowship. So the scripture is trying to tell us that what is really life eternal is a man coming to a point where he's consumed with intimacy and fellowship with God, experiencing the good kind of life in such a way that life consumes everything that is mortal, natural, and flesh, bringing you to a point that all that is remaining of you is God's reality. Are you with me now?
Yeah, I see some angels sending from heaven now.
A man be born again. The
reason why man needs to be born again is why he cannot see into the kingdom. You are not getting my point. The only thing is about the kingdom. They need to bring it into reality, things that is coming in the kingdom. And except the man is born again, he will never see, he will never experience anything. So things that is evident that the ticket to God is in things pertaining to the kingdom, seeing that everything that is of God is now domiciled in the kingdom, that comes every one way to bring them into that economy, except they are lost. But the joy outside of that context will have the capacity to perceive things that is in the kingdom. Meanwhile, you cannot see them, you cannot experience them outside of the scope of the kingdom. So for God to begin to ever work in your life, He has to show you the kingdom. The extent to which you have achieved the kingdom is the extent to which you are effective and useful as far as God is concerned. So men that are used to God are men that have been brought into people's relations of the being of the kingdom. So Jesus said, no matter how good you are, you will still lack, you will still have a fracture as it pertains to the things of God, except you are brought into the economy of the kingdom. Meanwhile, a man cannot get that place. He's still feeble and weak. You lack the instrument to test. Have you come into the laboratory and then you want to test your money and you didn't come to test you? You didn't come with anything. You just came by yourself. And you are intelligent. Your intelligence amounts of nothing. You don't have the right tools to test. So Jesus is telling the person, have you telling me, good master, you don't even know who I am, sir. Because it is true that man has been brought into the reality of the kingdom. One of the things that will happen to him is that he will have the experience of Peter. Peter said in the book of Matthew chapter 16, he said, thou at all. Yes, some of the living God. That thing is not possible except the man has been ministered by the power that is higher. That means that Peter has his facilities activated. In such a way, because Jesus said, no man can know this, except for my father reveals to me. That means Peter has been brought into a place where God can break through to him and begin to reveal to me the question concerning his territory. So you can say in this chapter for 4 or 5 years, you never know what God is doing. And then you don't go like that. Because the scope of what God is doing is only found in the circumference of the kingdom. And except your eyes be washed, he said, pray that you will buy eyes out so that your eyes will be washed. Some of you, surgery has to be performed on your eyes so that your sight will be passed, so that you get to see into the kingdom. When you see into the kingdom, one of the things you will realize is that some of the people that you see your dream, ladies that are doing like this, as far as God is concerned, they are judging. For 32% of the ministry, no more plan. But they have not been granted sight, and they have not been able to see their reality. And because they have not seen your reality, you will continue to embrace less that God has obtained for you. And in that scope, you will never achieve God's agenda for your life. So how does God make men achieve what He has done for them? He begins to bring them into the economy of the kingdom. Because that is where you see God, and as you see God, you see yourself. And then your facilities are resources that He has made available for you to proceed to a place where you will begin to be revealed. Are you see? I know you don't believe this, but why have time to show you? I don't have time for book, but you can go and read it. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. You know me. I think between 4 and 7. The Bible says that Jesus, when Jesus rose from the dead, He has finished paying everything that He needs to pay. The Bible says that He took casually. Why? To go and establish His apostles. And I need to know, what is the scope of that lecture that Jesus didn't finish? That he needed, remember, He has not been coronated. What is the proof that Jesus has been coronated? The outpouring of the Spirit is the proof that Jesus has been coronated. Peter was speaking to them in the book of Acts chapter 2. He
it says that knowing that same Jesus is now the Lord and the Christ, has been correlated the Lord and the Christ. And because of that, you now see this shedding force of his spirit. So, it proves that God has been correlated in the territory is that there will be massive revival. Once God is in charge of this territory, that the manifest is beginning to bank after God. You cannot come and tell us that God is here. The proof that God is here is the spirit we do ceaselessly in our midst. The seven parts of the spirit. You are that on my question. Now, for the spirit to be shed for Jesus, he got to be coronated. Because the Bible is talking about that coronation that is in the book of Psalm chapter 110. He said that the Lord said unto my Lord, Lord, sit down at my right hand. Until I make thine enemies thy footstool. He said, how am I going to accomplish this? He said, he will do it. Send forth the word of his strength. The word. Fire. And on that account, he will now say, rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. So now show us that the only way for Jesus to accomplish that dominion mandate that was hanging upon his person is for the Holy Ghost to be shed on the body. Now, that means that that mandate of dominion is dependent on the outpouring of the spirit. So, and for Jesus to receive the capacity to shed all that spirit of the outlet, he has the first of all, he coronated and seated at the Christ. Meanwhile, when he rose from the dead, the spirit of made us understand that he has received the capacity, he has fulfilled the claims of divine justice to tie your soul so that you will be born again. And also to shed all the Holy Ghost. But he postponed the second aspect of the religion so that he will complete the lecture that he didn't complete. The lecture. He didn't finish the lecture. So he has to pronounce the new president of Nigeria. You are not getting what he's telling. He's even not a comparison. But I need to show you what really is, what is happening. Jesus has won a lecture and they will coronate him next week. I used to tell you, say amen. He has won the election and he will coronate him the coming week. And but there is a lecture he missed in this university. And he knew that he will never be able to fulfill your destiny except that lecture is completed. I know if he's a Nigerian president, he will forget you. I hope you know he will forget you. But Jesus has to postpone his coronation. And then he came down, the Bible says, for 40 days. He was teaching them. What was he teaching them? I think we might need to reflect them. The Bible says that he was teaching them things pertaining to the kingdom. What? Things, what? That means there is a water that is lacking in kingdom teaching. That Jesus, you remember, I'm telling you, what the reason why I'm saying it is that I'm telling you, I told the people there that God needs to bring you into deeper realities of the kingdom because it is telling you that the resources that you need to prosecute your destiny will be revealed. Remember that the spirit is about to be tested as the answer to them is present, that he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost will come upon you and you will now be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and to the uttermost part of the world. But before he told them that, he has to be that Jesus, or what? Things pertaining to the kingdom. It is on that basis, the establishment. It is after they are established on things pertaining to the kingdom that they are now for the task to receive the answer. What am I saying? Men still have the capacity, the resources that it takes for them to prosecute their cases because they have not found out the things pertaining to the kingdom. Some people pray for finance, money, academics. Tell me why God should give you the plan. Tell me now. If I ask them of you, the things you will be saying, heaven is not aware of it. So, for God will not give you the plan because he loves you. Not because it's not easy. As soon as you find out, that is why we need to think that way. You reign forever, your name is ever. You are the wisdom before. And you reign forever, your name is ever. You are the wisdom before. And you That means that there is a wisdom that is from your coming on earth. There is a wisdom that is from your coming. So God is saying, before you enter, not when you enter the world, before you enter the world, I mean. So there are souls that are held up in prayer, or things that pertain to you. Your effectiveness on earth is dependent on how much you have aligned to those goals. So the life you live outside of that scope is a waste. It is like Methuselah. You know Methuselah now. But that day he sees 960 and he married and born children aware that 960 years old from my life to land that. But that must be your story in the name of Jesus. When you think about me, I am going to be thinking that stop. Stop. When they speak about me, that I have stamped their feet in the sands of time. The God was speaking about baby. He said, I pray that the everlasting covenant is here. That is, there is the reality that is not found in the shape of the gospel. He showed this to me. He said, even if when these people is here, I will give them that I will call them back. My covenant will never forsake them forever. This is only because the man decided to let his prayer to send the point where he became so large in the spirit that he presented the dispensation of God's blessing concerning men, so that even in time and eternity, if man is brought into that reality, to have to touch the man's body. The throne that Jesus is sitting upon is not the throne of David. They are two friends. These are men that understand what the reading is about them. You see, it is this is the thing that you need to be schooled in. It is that city, that is all according to the future. A man that is not talking on that is a man that can handle power, is a man that can handle the craft. So when God gives you the start, he doesn't matter to you. For some of you, God will give you the start, he can't take it away from you. In fact, that's the first thing you need to buy your laptop. Do you know why some of you don't have your pocket money is here around 10,000, 5,000? And then, compared to some of us, when we are there, do you know why? You pay before you know it. All that is money has been. God needs to put you in that straight jacket. So that you will be able to put you. There are some people with 100,000 land in their account now. They won't be here. Did you not see? I know now. You won't be here. So that you believe why you don't have that much because so that you won't buy it and be on the internet all the time. So that you have the deliverance of pornography and masturbation. Because there is no prayer that will deliver you. The prayer that will deliver you is for you to stop being on the internet and stop being that way. You don't know how you continue to go God bless you or I die. These are men who are not complete at any time. To give them money is the empower Satan and empower the flesh. To anoint them is to empower Satan and empower the flesh. Are you see? To give them gifts, are you using people that have the gift of money? They are now using it for Satan. Somebody was telling me, before I said for this meeting, he said that the prophet is ready. And so told her everything concerning her life and all of them were true. The lady now asked, the problem now said you need to be delivered. The lady now said, how? She said, I need to be delivered. The man now said that you need to speak with me. Why are you saying there is no man? He could have known this thing, there is no man. He now said that the spirit is me. It's more powerful than that demon disturbing you. So when I speak, the spirit in me will defeat that demon. The kind of person is Jesus. Do you know the purpose? These are, it is possible that person is not really the first person. It is simply because he's not born to the king, but only to the king. He took the king of God. And use it to empower Satan. Some of you, if 500,000 then you will be the one sponsoring parties in this campus. when the president pushed the king of Congo, they will be begging to remove 1,000 naira. 1,000 naira. You don't know the kingdom. People that know the kingdom know that the reason why they are here is to push the king of Congo. They are harmless. They begin to empower them. They know that if tomorrow you become the governor of this king, that Jesus will do that thing is what will take here. It is on this basis that some of us see the glory of God to hand upon our life. When we appear, God appears with us. It is not because we are better than you. The Bible says that God is no respecter of any man. That anybody that will call upon him from any place, that he will be seen to touch them. I will see now. Now, the Bible now says that it is this progressive revelation that we that is the key of God's power. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is the power. So the man that understands the kingdom is now qualified to receive the empowerment that he takes to prosecute God's kingdom. I'm not sure if I'll be able to receive God, but I will show you his glory. Tomorrow, for one of the things that will happen, this is. We are in a meeting like this, and then the hand of God says, we are still in that meeting, and people we have caught up to that. What is the distance between heaven and earth? Where is the distance between heaven and earth? There is no distance. The distance is not the distance of God. If God puts you like this path, you can meet heaven in one moment. The Bible says that John said I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. He said, when I stand like this, I saw the seven candlesticks. Somebody just saw me in the spirit and began to have encounters that are deep. It is because we are precious. I want you to pray for the next 2 minutes and ask God to touch you tonight and give you the first problem for you. If I move, I will cry out for myself. Yeah. spend here, we spend in our power. We spend it, we spend it. Let me hold this, let me hold this, let me hold this, let me hold this. Put your shoulder, put your shoulder. Put your shoulder, 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 put your shoulder. It's coming, 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 it's coming.
Thank you. Thank you.